and good evening. I'm Mangino. With me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Doc, for years now, you and I have been talking and educating the people of Pittsburgh and the region as a whole about what it is that you do that makes a difference, that is just so far and above everything else that's out there for individuals who are suffering from back pain. And I mean excruciating pain. The problem is the discs. They're degenerating, they're ruptured, they're herniated, and you don't just relieve pain, you actually go in there and help restore health once again to people's discs. Explain how that happens.
Well, Gino, thank you again for having me. It's always great to talk to you. And the big difference with what we're doing at the Disc Institute is we're able to fix the problem. And that's the first thing that I really help patients understand when they come to see us is, as a disc patient, everything that has been offered you as far as treatments or how people are trying to help you, it's all geared towards pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the treatments that they're offering the disc patient were never designed to fix the problem or heal the disc. And so, yes, we're helping patients with severe neck issues, severe back pain, you know, the type of pain that it either goes down your arms, down your legs. And most of our patients, you know, have been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc. And most of them have been through all the things that they offer the disc patient. And they end up frustrated and disappointed. And most of the time, they know that the next thing is surgery. And they really don't want to go that way. And we're able to help those patients by fixing the problem, getting the disc to heal, and therefore our patients turn their situation around once and for all.
Help people better understand the problems that they're dealing with in the first place and why it is that what they're receiving through the traditional standard care just isn't effective. What's the problem and why are the other solutions not working?
Well, what's like we said before, it's all geared towards giving pain relief. And absolutely, when you're in a lot of pain, you want to get some relief, but it's never going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is injuries to the spine disrupt the ability for the disc to receive proper circulation. And that's your physiology. You have a physiological mechanism that's designed to deliver circulation in and out of that disc, to take care of the disc, to give the disc what it needs to repair and rebuild. And that's designed to take care of your disc throughout your lifetime. Injuries to the spine can disrupt that physiology so that you no longer can get circulation to that living tissue, the disc.
Mm-hmm.
And without living tissue, without circulation, there's no living tissue in your body that will live and survive. And what happens without circulation, the disc begins to die. It's living tissue that's breaking down. And as it dies and breaks down, it gets conditions, bulging, herniation, etc. And eventually that tissue squeezes into the space that and touches the nerve. That's what we call stenosis.
Okay.
And when the disc gets into that space and touches that nerve, these two tissues were never designed to touch one another. So when they do, that's what drives the pain. So if it's in your neck, that could cause not only neck pain, but it could cause symptoms like pain, numbness, tingling, etc., down into your arms and your hands. In the lower back, it can not only cause low back pain, but it could travel and wherever the nerve goes. It can cause buttocks pain, pain in the back, you know, of the leg, all the way down to your toes and your feet.
For so many people, in fact, just about everybody that you deal with at the Disc Institute, they've tried everything, they've been to everybody else, and they've had nothing but failures. And when they come to see you, they're looking for reasons for hope. Talk us through what you do at the very beginnings to help them understand what you're offering is different and why they can have complete confidence and trust in your decision to move forward with them.
Well, first of all, I do a thorough scanning of everybody that comes in. And I, you know, the biggest part of the puzzle is the MRI. and I have to make sure that they're a good candidate for our program, because we do turn a lot of patients away depending on what's happening with the disc and the spinal joint. If it's too far along, I'm going to tell them right up front that I can't help them. But if they're screened and they are a good candidate, what I'll do is I'll spend a good hour and a half with the patient explaining to them what the problem is, what's involved in fixing it, and that they can be confident that when we do fix it, that their physiology, their ability to get natural circulation to that disc will be restored. So the best part is that that physiology was there. It was designed to be there to take care of the disc, but from the time of injury, it's been lost. And with our technology today and with our program, we can restore that physiology, and the body's ability to take care of the disc is back on the job, so that they can have confidence that moving forward in their life, they're going to be able to not have to worry about it coming back and being an issue from that point forward.
Dr. Richard Rafferty joining us with the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Doctor, so oftentimes we go see a physician, and if we're lucky, we get 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and then get this idea of what we're going to do with some kind of a treatment program, whatever the illness may be. You just mentioned that you sit down and speak with patients for north of an hour. Why is that important? Why is it important to you to spend that kind of time with your patients as you explain what it is that you're looking for in a treatment program for them?
Well, you're right, Mangino. So many times patients aren't given much direction. They're not giving much explanation. And I always tell patients, it's really important if you, with any problem in life, you know, when you're encountering a problem, the first thing you want to do is identify clearly what that problem is. And once you identify the problem, then you can have confidence that you're moving towards fixing that problem. So I spend a lot of time helping them to understand more about the disc and the spinal joint and how it works, and then helping them to understand, therefore, what the problem is. And then I go through everything that's involved in fixing it and helping to fill in the gaps so that they understand what really needs to be done. And then it's up to them. They can decide if it makes sense to them, they can move forward. And that's really what it's all about, is helping them to understand every detail about it. And so often they're not given many details at all.
Dr. Rafferty joining us, and coming up in the next couple of segments, we'll talk to a couple of Dr. Rafferty's patients. One's Tanya, who has made a tremendous commitment when it comes to getting the care and going through the program. You'd be surprised at at what she was willing to do in order to get to the point of being so much healthier than she ever was before. And then also Joe, who had gone through the program in the past with his back, with his neck rather, and then realized...
With his lower back.
Went through the program with his lower back and then had a neck problem, and then knew right where to go and just bypassed all of the other options that were out there and just knew I need to go back and see Dr. Rafferty. We'll hear from Joe and from Tanya. They're both coming up next on KDK Radio. Once again, I'm Mangino along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Joining us now, Tanya, who is a patient of Dr. Rafferty. And Tanya, your experience... Talk about what you went through and what ultimately brought you to Dr. Rafferty.
Well, I've had back pain for over 20 years. I've had a number of different treatments, from different physical therapies, injections, stretches, you name it, I did it. And I was just in pain. I had sleepless nights. I wasn't able to sit or stand. I adjusted my whole entire life around the pain in my back. And pretty much for my age, they had told me that there wasn't too much to do other than pain management, that I would just have to deal with it and take injections. And then the injections stopped working. So because of COVID, I was sitting at home on the couch. I seen a commercial and I decided, let's give it a shot.
But at 20 years, you must have thought at one point, this is just life for the rest of your life, that there just isn't any hope, and this is just something you have to learn to endure until the bitter end.
It consumes you. You think that you can handle it sometimes, and then you find yourself depressed and sad, and you start watching life in front of you, but you can't participate in it. You have a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression with it, because you physically can't do anything about the pain.
It sounds as though at one point it impacted every aspect of your life.
Yes. Every single aspect. And I have three children. I had to take, you know, they got used to it. They knew. And you started hearing them be like, it's okay, you don't have to go. Or it's okay because maybe, you know, I couldn't sit on the bleachers. That would be excruciating. I wouldn't be able to walk for days. Or when they would go to amusement parks, it's okay, Mom. We understand. They got so used to telling me it was okay because they seen how sad it made me not to be able to participate with them.
That's tragic.
Everything is limited, you know, and at some point your friends get used to just not inviting you somewhere because they know that you're going to make that reason not to go. You know, my husband, he just started saying no without even, you know, addressing me because he just didn't want me to feel bad. At work, your coworkers start to do a little extra for you. So every aspect of your life.
After 20 Absolutely. Years of dealing with this, what gave you a reason for hope that it could come to an end, that this could be different?
Well, they answered a lot of questions. And I figured this was it. I had to try it. It seemed like it was too good to be true. You know, life sometimes tells you things are too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I can't go on without at least knowing if this man is telling the truth and can fix me. Even if I was 25% better, it was going to be worth it.
Doctor, what did you see that in Tanya's case that after 20 years of suffering, that there was a reason for her to legitimately have hope that her life was going to get better?
Well, I mean, you know, we use the MRI to determine if they're a good candidate. And she had all the qualifications as a good candidate, you know, where her disc was, how much it had changed, and the fact that there wasn't a lot of change in the bone itself. And it's interesting because some people have it for a few years, and some people have it for 20 years. It all depends on how the disc is breaking down and how long it takes to get to a certain phase. And I had all the confidence that I have with other patients that do our program that are in the same category that I use to determine if they're a good candidate for our program. And so I had every confidence that she would do well. And the biggest part all the time is what Tanya was saying is that we're not the first person that they come to. So they come to us frustrated and disappointed from all the other things. So I try to explain that the reason why everybody disappointed them is they were only focusing on the pain. Nobody was focusing on the problem and setting out to fix that. And that's the biggest thing that I have to help patients to understand what the problem really is and that we really do have the technology today to fix that problem.
Tanya, what's life like now?
It's changed my life completely. It changed the direction of my life. I have confidence back. I don't have that fear hanging over me. I get to have the quality of life that I used to have. It's just an amazing transformation. You go from being in constant pain to a normal, pain-free life. I'm excited because I'm still going to get stronger. My back's still going to get stronger. I'm going to grow from this. I'm excited.
Your children must be thrilled.
They are. They, you know, just watching, they've watched me go years of different types of treatments. I've done a lot of different things, and it didn't fix anything, and we were all let down. And this one, they got to see from the beginning all the little changes, all the little things that you start doing that you didn't even realize you gave up, and I could do more, and I could stand longer, or I could, you know, go somewhere with them, and I could sit in seats without, you know, the fear of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it has changed my quality of life in a way. you know, I'm trying to pull words that I'm not sure I'll ever be able to find just because of the amazing transformation that happened through the course of these treatments.
What was the thought that you were going to make this commitment to drive 2 hours one way, 4 hours a day in a car to do this?
That little bit of hope, that little tiny bit of hope that you just don't want to give up, that there is something out there to alleviate that pain. That tiny bit of hope inside of me that it's got to be worth it.
Tonya, thank you so much. All the best to you. Love hearing how well you're doing, and continued health to you. And please keep us posted on how things progress.
Thank you,
Tonya,
so much.
Thank you so much for your commitment, and thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Tonya.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Dr. Rafferty, when it comes to individuals who are listening right now, you know, it's one thing when you have somebody like a Tonya who says, okay, I'll drive 2 hours a day. At this point, we're not looking for that kind of a commitment. Right now, we're just looking for somebody to say, you know what, I'll make the phone call. The phone number, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Coming up next, we'll hear from Joe, who had a problem with his back at one point and knew just where to go when a problem with his neck cropped up sometime later. Details are next on KDK Radio. Welcome back. I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number, once again, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. If you're dealing with horrible back pain, horrible neck pain, you know it's about a disc issue, and you want to finally get the relief. Not just relief of the pain, but you actually want to bring health back to your back, back to your neck, then you need the Disc Institute, 412-906-9600. And, Doc, we have Joe about to join us. What's special about Joe's case in your recollection?
Well, what was interesting is Joe came to see us for his lower back. It was a while ago. I guess we'll let him tell you. And he did really well, and he was doing well and stayed well. And then he started to have issues with his neck. And so he called us, and we were able to help him with his neck as well.
And Joe's joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the problem that you had initially with your back. What happened, and what was your experience, and what ultimately brought you to Dr. Rafferty?
So my experience with my back's probably like what a lot of people have had, where I was going along, I decided to lift something way too heavy. It was one of those big old televisions, and I was lifting it, and I carried it to my car, and then I rotated to the side and leaned over to put it into the back seat. And that puts your back in a very bad position and a lot of weight on it. And I was fine that day, but then the next day I'm just going along, I lean over to plug something into an outlet. Bam! Feels like somebody hits me with a baseball bat in the middle of my back. You know, I'm in all sorts of pain. Had no idea what I was in for. Thought this was just pain like I'd had before. And honestly, it was probably that pain I'd had before that it caused, really had caused the problem. I know that from talking to Dr. Rafferty now, that really my issues would have started years before that. If my disc was healthy, it wouldn't have had any problems at that point. So I end up for about 6 weeks. I'm on crutches for 2 weeks. I'm walking with a cane for the next month after that, go to physical therapy, you know, on pain medication, the whole kit and caboodle. Well, the physical therapy, I get in the back of my feet. For about a year, I'm okay. I'm not crippled, but I'm in a lot of discomfort. I can't pick things up. I can't carry things. I'm thinking this is going to be like this for the rest of my life, but hey, it's tolerable. And then I do something wrong. It flares up again. I go, you know, I got to do something about this. And thank God, a friend of mine years ago, I mentioned the disc and said, hey, they can fix you. No lasers, no surgery, nothing. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, but we'll go check out this place. And I go there, yeah, and I listen to the whole thing. And he tells me, oh, you know, we got a 98% success rate. And I'm like, that's no way, okay? Star Wars doesn't have a 98% success rate, okay? Yeah, like nothing's that good. But I talked to my same friend again. He said, yeah, it's been 5 years. I'm great. You know, everything. I'm like, I'm very skeptical. But you know what? Everything Dr. Rafferty says makes sense. You know, you can look this up yourself, look at how the back works. it all makes sense. I'm like, okay, I'm very skeptical, but I'm willing to give this a shot. Because you know what? You go get surgery or something, you can't take that back. You know, you can't, once you make that decision, that's a decision for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So let's try the solution that doesn't permanently alter my back in negative, you know, potentially very negative ways. And thank God it worked great. You know, I again had the experience most people would have had with, you know, the back starting to heal itself. It's a little sore at first because it's starting to move again. But after doing, I started, my first day was 9/11 of 2018. So, and did the therapy, started walking every day, you know, and as long as I do that, as long as I do my walking, take care of myself, now I'm just like every other person, you know. I can hurt my back. I tried to lift my girlfriend's 500-pound wheelchair one time, tried to move it back onto the curb when it partially fallen off, and ended up on my back in pain for a couple days because that was a very bad decision to make for anyone. But other than that, I just live my life. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think, oh, don't do that. Oh, brace yourself before you try to lean over to pick something up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I just pick it up.
And Joe, my understanding is that you went from having your back hurt, going through the program with Dr. Mm-hmm. Rafferty, getting that back mm-hmm. to where everything was back the way you wanted it to be before the injury, mm-hmm. and then something happens with your neck.
Yeah, so I didn't even think it was my neck. I started having all this pain in my elbows and my shoulders. You know, I would be carrying the groceries, and, you know, I'm a typical man. I'm not going to take two trips. Let's pick up, 100 pounds of groceries on each arm. And I could do that for most of my life. But then suddenly, this is very quickly, over the space of about 6 months to a year, I'm just in all sorts of pain from that. It got to the point where I couldn't carry a jug of milk in one hand all
wow.
the way in. From the car. Like, I'd have to stop after 100 feet, set it down. It was humiliating. But I thought it was muscle related because it felt like my muscles hurt. I thought to myself, oh my gosh, you know what? My mom's got fibromyalgia. Maybe I do. I go to my doctor to say, no, they check these out. No, it's not that and everything. They keep wanting to look at my neck. I'm like, my neck's fine. It's my shoulders and my elbows that are hurting. But then I get an MRI done and bam. Bulging on the side in two spots and on the other side in one spot. And you can look at it. You can see this with your own eyes, how the nerves compress. And I goes, oh, okay, this is my neck. Turns out, who knew? Doctors knew what they were talking about. Turns out they actually did know their business there. Who would have thought? So being a little, sarcastic. But yeah. So, no, they knew what they were talking about. It really was my neck. So I said, well, sucks that I have this problem, but I know what to do about it. And I tell Dr. Rafferty that should be his tagline. We're sorry that you're – we're sorry you need us, but we're glad that you're here. I'd rather I didn't have this problem, but I know what to do about it. So went back to Dr. Rafferty, started doing the neck this time. It's a little bit of a different thing, but very similar still. And so knew what I was doing. And within probably a month and a half, was already seeing improvement where I'd be carrying something. I think to myself, that's going to be sore tomorrow.
Mm.
No, but I'd be fine. I can carry stuff. It got to the point where if I was lying on my bed trying to watch a video on my phone for 5 minutes, my arm would be in pain for days after doing that.
Wow.
You know? So now I'm sitting here, I'm watching videos, I'm playing games, whatever have you, for mm-hmm. 20, 30 minutes. I go, ooh, it's starting to hurt. Oh, I'm going to be in pain tomorrow. Nope. That's my body warning me, but it doesn't flare up like that. It doesn't turn into a serious issue because that nerve's healthier now. It's getting itself back under control. So I finished therapy on 9/11 of 2020. That was the funny thing. It was exactly 2 years from when I did my therapy the first time for my back to when I did my therapy for the last time with my neck. So.
Joe, I can tell the energy and the enthusiasm that you have and the thankfulness in your heart for Dr. Rafferty and his team and what they've mm-hmm. done. My understanding is that you'll tell anybody who will listen to you for a couple of moments, whether it's in person or on social media, too.
Yeah, I'm a very outgoing person. And you know what? When I enjoy something, I tell everyone about it, okay? You say the right thing. I'll tell you about Hamilton. I will tell you about my favorite author, Brandon Sanderson. I will tell you, about all sorts of stuff that I enjoy, and I love. But the second I hear someone's got back or neck pain, or if I hear that someone's like, I do Uber. And so I'll talk to a lot of people that are going to school to become physicians. I say, you know what? You need to know about this. You need to know there's this option out there. And it's just frustrating that not everybody knows about this. You know, it's frustrating to have something so good in your life, and it's just not a commonly known thing within the medical community yet. And, you know, I think, you know, Dr. Rafferty and I both dream of a day where, hey, there's disc institutes all over the world, and people are able to get this problem fixed and not have to be in pain and not have to have less effective, you know, they're doing their best, but less effective treatments, you know, for the neck and the back and things like that. So, you know, it was a life changer. The alternative, I say to people, is just slowly get worse. You know, you can get healthy or you can just slowly get worse. And I'd really rather be healthy, and I'd rather other people be healthy.
Joe, remarkable story, great energy. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us. And Doc, I don't know about you, but he's got plans for you to have satellite offices all over the place.
Yeah, always happy to tell people about this, and I hope people listen to this. And you know what? I tell people, hey, don't just believe me. Talk to anyone who's done this, okay? This is Pittsburgh. They've been in business for, what, 8-10 years? If they weren't getting good success, people would be saying so, and they would not have more customers. And the majority of their customers, you know, are from people who have talked to somebody. I you know, Dr. Rafferty might know the numbers on that one, but, I mean, I would say most people are like me, where if I hadn't had a friend recommend it, I might not have done it. But now I can recommend it to my friends, and I can recommend it to people. And I tell people, just ask around. Talk to somebody who's done this. You're going to find out they had good results.
And, Joe, you just gave recommendations word of mouth to 50,000 watts, people all over southwestern Pennsylvania and around the country and around the world with Radio.com. So we appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a good day, okay?
All right, you too. Here's the phone number if you want to take advantage of what Joe's talking about, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. More with Dr. Rafferty coming up in a moment on KDK Radio. Welcome back. I'm Angino. Dr. Rafferty joining us, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And, Doc, I don't know about you, but it's really hard to follow up that interview we just had with Joe.
Oh, he was great. And I really appreciate Joe coming on and Tanya as well. And it's just always exciting. I really enjoy hearing from the patient's perspective how it changed their life. And it's just really, really heartwarming to hear. You know, you don't think about their family and how it affects, you know, really their family, their kids, etc. And it's really, I really enjoy hearing that.
Joe mentioned the 98% success rate, and we've talked about this before a number of times on the show as well, but I want you to go into that a bit.
Well, it really comes down to the fact that the way the medical equipment was engineered, it does what it does. And so the problem being the loss of function in the joint and the movement in the joint is lost, the medical equipment is designed to restore that healthy movement, and therefore the physiology, the ability to get circulation to the disc, is going to be restored. And so the fact that the medical equipment does that, patients respond so beautifully. And once this disc begins to get circulation, it begins to stop. It stops dying and begins to heal and repair. And the body is so good that way. It's almost like if I put a rubber band around your finger, and you know that's going to cut off circulation to the tip of the finger, and that tissue is going to begin to break down. It's going to get conditions. It's going to cause pain, etc. But once you take the rubber band off, you don't have to do anything else. And once that circulation starts getting into that tissue, it'll stop dying and begin to repair. So we knew by applying this, we knew we were getting excellent results. But we also knew bringing something new into the medical community, we had to have research. So we hired a third-party research company to come in, and they were the ones that really brought it to our attention that we had a 98% success rate. And we also did a durability study where they followed up with patients that had been out of the program for 3 years or more, and 96% of those patients reported being as good as, if not better, when they left. And it all comes down to the fact that you're fixing the problem. And the reason why patients can have confidence is that I screen patients very carefully. They've been disappointed enough. I really don't want to be someone who's going to disappoint them again. And so I'm very careful about the patients that I bring into the program. And unfortunately, that means I have to turn a lot of people away. But that way, you know, I tell patients that, and they know that that they have an excellent chance of having the same success as everybody else, well, because of that.
Many people come to see you just shy of having surgery. What is the concern that people have when it comes to surgery and some of the risks? And is there great success for those that ultimately do go through the surgery realm?
Well, the first thing about surgery is it's not going to fix the problem. And so what brought you to the point where you are right now, you're not really going to change what brought you to that point. So, for example, if you do a microdiscectomy where you go in and you cut away part of the tissue that's now squeezed into the space, that disc tissue that's now into the space touching the nerve, you cut that off. Well, you didn't change the reason why the disc was breaking down and why you had that disc tissue moving into the space touching the nerve. So that process of degeneration is going to continue, and more conditions, bulging, et cetera, are going to come back, and that disc is going to squeeze into the space again. And so you're in a situation where you have one surgery, and statistics will tell you, if you read the statistics, if you have one surgery, there's a very good chance that you're going to have another surgery down the road.
Oh, wow.
Even with fusion surgeries, you know, you're maybe working on one or two levels, but because you've lost the physiology and the joint movement above and below, you end up having issues with those discs above or below where the fusion surgery is. So you end up having another surgery and another joint in the spine fused. So it's one of those situations. Once you go down that path, it really never ends well. And a lot of times patients are still on pain medication, still managing the pain, even though they've had one or two surgeries or more. And so I think what it comes down to is everybody knows somebody who either was a loved one or a friend or a coworker that could tell that same story that I just shared, where it's frustrating and they still have issues or maybe even more issues after having a surgery. It might give you some temporary relief, but because it doesn't fix the problem, you're going to be going down a path where you're going to have more and more issues that you're going to have to deal with in the future.
Dr. Richard Rafferty is joining us, Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Doctor, you offer a complimentary MRI evaluation. You offer this 98% success rate to individuals that have complete confidence in moving forward with this. There's no cost for the evaluation. There just isn't a reason that I can think of right now where if somebody's dealing with really severe back pain, neck pain that's tied back to their disc issues, why they shouldn't be making the phone call and begin the process. It just seems like the natural thing to do next. If you're going through whatever you're going through, why not make the phone call and just see what this is all about?
I agree. That's why we set it up that way, that you really have nothing to lose to come talk to us. Let us gather some information. Give me an opportunity to evaluate your MRI and determine if you're a good candidate. And then listen to the information and gather it and decide if it makes sense to you, like it did with Tanya and Joe and so many of our other patients. And you move forward, and we just take you through the whole process.
The phone number to call is 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website to go back and get all kinds of information for you. Also, a number of our shows from the past, some videos as well. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, where you can learn more about intradisc neutrosis, the 98% success rate that they've been having over the course of many, many years, how you can avoid spinal surgery, and how you can actually fix the problem, not just cover up the pain and get rid of the pain, but to actually be in a position to where your discs are healthy again. And as they're healthy, then the pain going away is just a natural byproduct of having healthy discs. 412-906-9600. Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doctor, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing with us with Tanya and her story. What a commitment for her to be willing to drive for 2 hours each way to come and see you. And then Joe going through what he went through with his back and then immediately recognizing, well, if this is my problem with my neck, I know to go see Dr. Rafferty. Two amazing guests this evening.
It was really great, Mangina. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy it.
Dr. Richard Rafferty. Once again, the phone number 412-906-9600 for the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDK Radio.